It's always a catch-up season around this time, right before spring content arrives and potential summer blockbusters. We have some things to look forward to that drop on our TV screen and other devices, because honestly, most of these things are all available on streaming platforms. Let's get into it. First on the list, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, premiering on Amazon Prime on February 2nd. Mr. and Mrs. Smith is an upcoming American spy comedy television series created by Francesca Sloan and Donald Glover. Based on the 2005 film, it stars Glover and Maya Erskine. It follows the story of two lonely strangers who land jobs working for a mysterious spy agency that offers them a magnificent life of espionage. But, of course, there's a catch. They have to take on new identities, because, duh, spies. And they navigate life-risking missions and potentially falling for one another. Now, the first two episodes got me interested. Shout out to Amazon. All 8 episodes will drop at once for our binging pleasure. You don't have to watch the original film to get into it, but as a requel, if you got time, do it. If you don't, you'll be all right, but don't feel like you have to. And also, don't forget that we'll be served with limited ads unless you purchase Prime Video ad-free plan for an additional $3 a month, because nothing is free. Nathan. And I mean, Amazon literally gave you how many years of service ad-free at this point? You knew it was coming. Come on now. Next up, Curb Your Enthusiasm, premiering on HBO Max February 4th. A gem by Larry David. Do I even need to provide the synopsis? For consistency, here you go. Seinfeld co-creator Larry David plays a version of himself on the improvised series. He faces a constant barrage of life's little annoyances, which in David's sometimes well-meaning, terminally fumbling hands, don't tend to stay small for very long. Episodes frequently center on his ignorance or disregard for the well-established social conventions and expectations, as well as his insistence that others adhere to rules of which only he seems to be aware of. Developed from a 1999 one-hour special on HBO that was envisioned originally as a one-time project, the series premiered back in October in 2000. I know, I'm saying all these years and it's just like, oh my God, it was that long ago? It was. Like, weren't you like, mind your business, I can watch what I want. But this is going to be the 12th and final season, I wish allegedly, but here we are. Now, if you haven't gotten into the show, do it. Highly recommend. I would say, especially if you like Seinfeld, another fave, but people love hating on that show. Very excited to watch, but not looking forward to losing another sitcom that does social commentary so well. Orion in the Dark on Netflix premieres on February 2nd. The thing Orion fears most is the dark. When the embodiment of his worst fear pays a visit, Dark whisks Orion away on a roller coaster ride around the world to prove there's nothing to be afraid of at night. Ooh. As an animated film about overcoming fear, safe for children, of course, it just gives me Iron Giant vibes, another fave. But I'm just looking forward to it. The animation style really caught my eye. And who doesn't love a good moral of the story? Netflix has been doing some great animated series, so I'm going to check it out. Also coming up on Netflix, The Vince Staples Show, premiering on February 15th, Kind of Famous and Sort of Rich, rapper actor Vince Staples navigates the challenges of everyday life in his hometown of the beach. And that's Long Beach, if you don't know. Nice little scripted comedy starring Vince himself. Luckily, all 5 episodes drop same day in traditional Netflix fashion, and I'm looking forward to tuning in. Finally, last, but possibly the least, maybe, top 5 It is five. The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live. Premiering on AMC February 25th. In another world built on a war against the dead, Rick Grimes and Michonne attempt to find each other and who they were. Okay, hear me out, because I just want to give this a try. Honestly, I fell completely off of The Walking Dead, and this is someone who was into the comics before the series even aired. Hello? Yes, of course I would be. Yes, zombies. But taking it back to the 2000s again, so it's just like, and what a time for just general media, yo. It was one of the moments of peak TV for me. Prior to the streaming boom, what a time. This was originally going to be a film for AMC, but then it got bumped for a theatrical release, and then COVID happened, and we are here. Hello, here we are. It's going to be presented as a mini-series, so it's not going to take that much commitment. And I feel like it'll be an easy watch. So I'm going to give it a try. Even though I gave up on The Walking Dead years ago. That wraps up my immediate list. Be sure to keep the connection going here on Spotify, tapping into the poll and discussion sections using the Spotify app. Let me know what you're looking forward to watching this season so I can add them to my never-ending watch list. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, or verbalvibemode.com, or leave us a voicemail. All links are in the description box. Peace.